Anderson hurried inside to call Jason, but Jason wasn't there. He was out hiking with his mother. Anderson couldn't believe that everyone had gone into the woods without him. Now he and Jason couldn't follow his father's and King's tracks and locate them in the woods. Anderson's mother, Lily, entered the kitchen. "I've never seen such a long, sad face on a boy before. You look like you've lost your last friend, and I know that's not true." A feeling of impatience engulfed Anderson. How much longer is Sissy going to be here? It's taking her way too long to learn everything. I think Dad should start training me to do search and rescue. I'm old enough. "Oh, Anderson, you are almost old enough," Lily agreed. "But you still have more growing up to do. You don't always pay attention to what people tell you." His mother smiled to take some of the sting out of her words. "Come with me to the animal shelter. We might find a dog for you today." On the way to the animal shelter, they ran into a strong rainstorm. The rain was so heavy that they had to pull over to the side of the road and wait for it to pass. Anderson hoped his father and the dogs had found some shelter before the storm hit. While they were waiting on the side of the road, Lily's cell phone rang. She listened for a long while and then hung up. "Your dad's been called out on a rescue," she said in a shaky voice.